Hello and welcome to The Big Fight, where the question of Dalit anger and Dalit outrage has been very much a talking point over the last few weeks and months now. The SC/ST Act, the government's been able to push it through in the Lok Sabha, amendments to add to that, which essentially does away with whatever dilution the Supreme Court had done at one point in time. As a result of that, a big Dalit bun that was called for has been provisionally called off, provisionally cancelled. But this entire question now begs something which is going to be a major talking point perhaps in the next couple of months or years. What exactly is it that the government is thinking of doing with the question of Dalit anger? Is there going to be a backlash from other communities? Does it become a major political talking point? What's going to happen to the OBC Commission itself? So a range of questions to really look at and debate. And let me start by welcoming the special panel we have here to help us take all of the talk us through all of this. Lalitha Kumar Mangalam is joining us, member of the BJP, of course, former chairperson of the NCW and now director of the India Foundation. So great to have you with us. Sanjeev Kumar is the convener of the Defence Committee of the Bhim Army. So pleasure to have you with us. Gaurav Bhalla from the Congress Party is with us. Professor Kancha Elaya is a Dalit Bahujan intellectual who's been frequently a guest and a friend of ours here on The Big Fight to help us understand various Dalit issues. So it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Milind Kamble is with us. He's the CMD of the Fortune Construction Company and is also the chairman of the Dalit Chambers of Commerce. You know, maybe can help us to understand whether that's the path forward for Dalit upliftment as opposed to reservations and the like alone. And we have with us Surinder Bhadauria, who's a leader of the Bahujan Samaj Party. And in a couple of minutes, I'm also going to be joined by Randa Sathavale, the Union Minister for Social Justice and a prominent Dalit leader himself who's going to be talking to us about what the government's attitude really is. Let me start by just touching upon some of the questions that there are. A lot of talk about Dalit anger in recent days, especially after what the courts did with the SC/ST Act. The government has now pushed through an unanimous, I mean, though actually not just the government, the whole of the parliament came together to push it through, an amendment which basically nullifies whatever the Supreme Court has said. That, the bun, the question of reservations, the OBC Commission, just some of the things that we need to look at. Okay. Let's start off with the law first. Why did the government decide to do this?
Well, I think there was a suggestion made that perhaps we should not have tried to wait for the law, but push something else through that would have given them immediate relief. But the fact is that when you are looking at a long-term solution, it has to be passed eventually by Parliament. And any sort of move that we would have tried to make, which would have been in place, you know what happens. The next Parliament session automatically nullifies it. And aside from that, what the Supreme Court, the judgment of the Supreme Court, according to me personally, now I'm not talking merely as a member of the BJP, but the law that had been in place for many, many years. It was originally brought in by the Congress, yes. And the explanation given for the sort of judgment that the Supreme Court gave was that there's a lot of misuse of the law. Now, it's also a fact that most laws, if not all laws, are misused, average about 8% or so. They claim this was misused 20%. But then, like our Minister Thavarchand Gehlotji said in Parliament, that it doesn't mean that even if it is actually being misused in some cases, the rest of the community suffers. Because we do know that Dalits are, for want of a better word, they're treated very badly by still many sections of society.
I mean, the name Dalit says it all in a sense. That's
why. Yes, remember they used to be even called untouchables, but no other community or regardless has ever been called. And sometimes I think they still are today, which is a shame.
Okay.
And so I guess from their point of view, they were, and it's a democracy, they had the right to agitate and to threaten agitation. And the government did realize that, we have to take a stand that would give them some permanent relief.
Okay. One of the things with Dalit issues, of course, is it is rare, and I don't think we're going to find it on this panel as well. Too many people are going to come out and speak against the question of having to uplift the Dalits and to end what has really been centuries, if not millennia, of persecution. The Congress Party and all other parties, of course, also joined the government in pushing this thing through. Now, you must have seen some of the criticism of why the Supreme Court judge said this for a particular reason. He said it is being misused, and essentially all I'm doing is making sure that there should be anticipatory bail if it possibly is a malified case. Do you think the government has done the right thing?
See, Vikram, if you have to understand the whole issue, we have to start from 1965 when the Elaiya Perumal Committee was constituted by the government, and 1989 when the SCST Prevention of Atrocity Act was introduced by the then Prime Minister Shri Rajiv Gandhiji. Then what happened from 1989 to 2014, this act was there. There were a lot of strengths of these acts. The number of atrocities came down. But what happened that we were still not able to get the full remedy. So in 2014, the UPA too had promulgated an ordinance to strengthen this act further. But unfortunately, the new government came into the power in 2014, and they had not carried that ordinance further. So what they did, for 2 years, they set aside. There was no ordinance, there was nothing. In 2016, they constituted one act, enacted one act, and then one PIL was filed in Rajasthan in 2016 against that. If you will see how government had defended themselves in that PIL is a big question. Why I am saying that in that PIL, neither Solicitor General went nor Attorney General went. They asked additional Attorney General to make
the. The government didn't do much.
I'm coming to that. And what they mentioned there in that PIL, that the anticipatory bail provision was there in 1989 Act itself, which is altogether wrong interpretation of SCST Prevention of Atrocity Act of 1989. And there is nothing against Supreme Court, but the way it was presented, then Supreme Court had made some certain judgments that, okay, if
so basically, if I'm trying to understand you, you're saying that the government had goofed earlier,
then,
and now they're fixed.
No, then what happened? Then in between that, Vikram, there is one more incident. April 2 and April 3, 15 people had lost their life across the country. There was a big Dalit agitation. And then government, everything they are taking plus and minus just for the vote bank. Nothing that this particular part, this particular community
but
of the society.
But now that the government has done this, are you at least supporting what they've done this week?
I'm supporting, but still, our entire demand is not met. We were saying that this act should be part of Schedule 9. So that no law can change this act. We are saying that whomsoever were filed an FIR against the people of April 2 and 3, those FIR should be taken back.
We'll throw some of that to the minister also, about to join us, who says he is pushing to try and put it into Schedule 9. But can I just ask you, the fact that, okay, the Bunds and others have been called off, but do you think what the government has done assuages a lot of the Dalit anger that we've been seeing in recent months?
See, what I feel, it's a face-saving step by the government. Because from last 1.5 year, from Saharanpur violence, Bhima Koregaon, and the 2nd April, they are the three landmark unrest protest by the Bahujan community in this country. And, you know, this is the election year. So, government has to take this. I totally agree. It's a force by the Bahujan community, Bahujan Samaj itself. Otherwise, we'll see the 2nd April, post-2nd April.
Okay. So you're saying this was forced by them in a sense now to recover from that? All right, fine. I mean, let me get everyone's viewpoint on this.
Just a small interpretation of it. Because every 5 years we do have elections, and I doubt if anybody would believe it if you said that the Bharatiya Janata Party as a party as a whole, all its leaders put together and the government is so naive as not to understand the strength of the Dalit community. It's not as if we have ever really opposed them or tortured them. Let me finish.
Please.
The fact is that there were many people who said pass an ordinance, but like I told you, ordinances are very temporary. We've tried to pass several ordinances in the last 3-4 years, and 2-3 times they have lapsed.
After budget session, till date, 6 ordinances were passed by the government. And they were not as important as this particular thing. Why government had not thought about passing the ordinance?
I mean, because
But one way to look at it right now is that the Dalit community may say they are durust that, you know.
It's
a plus and minus. They are trying to measure. See, everything from the political angle is not a good governance.
Okay.
Everything you are saying, okay, 23% Dalits and scheduled tribes, this much this. So how to balance that just to in the power? That's not a good governance.
Are you trying to tell me the Congress party has never tried to play Dalit politics?
No, what we are saying, Vikram.
How do you expect
I'm saying 2014, we were with that ordinance. Why government had not carried that ordinance?
Okay. Let me get some of the others in right now. Surinder Bhadauria, the steps taken right now, I mean, help us understand this. I'm still trying to see whether this is, in a sense, setting a chapter. Does this close this entire chapter of the SCST Act and the possible dilution of it? Is this now a closed chapter, or is there still a lot more to be discussed around this?
You see, the scheduled caste, scheduled tribes constitute the most marginalized sections of Indian society who have been also exploited, and there have been atrocities of the nature which you will not witness anywhere else. Now, we see that today the BJP government, there was this act, but then we saw Una, we saw Saharanpur, we saw Koregaon. We have seen that in the villages where Dalits want to bring out their marriage processions, they are pulled down from the horses and they are not only whipped naked in Una, but they are thrashed publicly, flogged publicly. Now, having said that, I am saying that this is a welcome step that they have passed it. But they will not do anything where these forces, particularly the BJP and the likes of the RSS, they stand with those people who are the forces.
Okay, we've got the trust in the substance of what you're saying. You're glad that the BJP has done this, but you're saying that they are fundamental. I'll come to the Kamal Mangalam on the broader issues. He says, in general, there is discrimination that you practice, and therefore, a good step, but perhaps too late. Kancha Elaya, let me just get you in on also on some of the substance of it. Look, you heard what the Supreme Court had to say. And you can say that, look, every law is misused, as was just being said right now. But what the Supreme Court also said is that all that we were trying to do was to say that, you know, there should be a certain amount of authority given to an investigating officer. You shouldn't just do away with anticipatory bail. What was there about the changes made by the Supreme Court that got the Dalit community so upset?
Vikram, Supreme Court or many high courts have taken a very contradictory positions at various cases. Till 1914, Dalits were seen as Congress voters. But for the first time, I don't know whether entire BJP or RSS agreed with Narendra Modi at that time, but Narendra Modi promised, in order to take away a section of vote bank from Congress, that I am an OBC, the caste language is put on the national scenario openly by the prime ministerial candidate, and if I get elected, this will be an SC-OBC decade, he said. So the aspirations have gone up. Very suddenly, the aspirations have gone up. But with the implementation of many ground-level anti-Dalit, anti-OBC kind of policies by the same BJP has put the anger in place. Supreme Court is only a trigger off. Now, what is the anger, the contradiction? The BJP cadres were expecting that once it comes to power, it will annul many of these acts that were placed on the constitutional positions. But there is a contradiction. Now, the cow protection law is basically contradicting the Dalit economy, not merely Muslim economy. The implementation of lynching, threatening, and where are the sources coming? The conservative elements, which are strongly supporters of the BJP, and they too are voters of BJP. So here the Dalits began to feel that we have to fight the battle when BJP is in power, otherwise we will lose the whole thing. I think the victory is on the horizon now. The parliament had to come down. The OBC, for example, OBC commission was supposed to be made constitutional for a long time.
Okay.
Congress wavered, wavered, wavered. And now BJP, for whatever reasons, it took the stand. I think it is a different phase of history now.
You're saying this had to be done at this stage, but and you're talking about some of the sociological contradictions out there. I think there are lots of issues that have been thrown. I want to look at each of them in some term. But Milind Kamble, let me get your overall reaction first. Milind, how do you react to some of the stuff that Kancha Elaya was saying, that there is a what he is calling a fundamental disconnect or a contradiction between some of the key BJP support base and the aspirations of the Dalit community?
I will not react on Kancha Elaya. His stand is different. But on the atrocity, the anger was in Dalit on 2nd April due to the court judgment. It was a challenge, the spirit of the law. And that spirit is restored by Parliament. So therefore, now this issue of atrocity is, I think, over.
It is not over.
Why are you saying it? He's saying it's over now that the court has come in?
See, the issue is this. Simply, we are seeing in the day-to-day basis the lot of atrocities and lot of cases is being going on. You saw a Kavadia killed a Dalit boy. And there's a counter FIR by the Savarnas there. So it is not that much simple. The issue is bill is passed, but the implementation, the execution part, and the casteist mentality of the state and the administration, it is the very, 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 very much bigger barrier for this to implement this law.
Okay,
so
can I?
Fight is still on.
Okay, so let me just come back to this one more time. Let's just look at the act and what actually happens on the ground. And Kumar Mangalam, here's one of the issues. At the time when in the March 20 judgment when it came out, there were a lot of people in the BJP support base also who welcomed this particular step because they said we are being discriminated against. For example, sections of the OBCs and sections of the upper caste. It's almost a myth to say that the Dalits and the OBCs should be treated as one united bloc because they are not.
No,
quite often
not.
At the grassroots level, in fact, they pull in completely different directions, as you well know.
Yes.
So there were sections of the OBCs and there were sections of the upper caste who actually welcomed this particular dilution by the Supreme Court because they said it's been used against us, the lack of anticipatory bail, being arrested without proper evidence. Mm. Now, those same people could turn against you. So is there a risk you're going to be caught between two stools?
This is what I said at the beginning, that this is not a play merely or a ploy, merely to gain some amount of votes or not gain. All parties in this country, whether it's the BJP or the Congress or any other party for that matter, every 5 years we have elections. We stand for elections, we campaign, people vote for whom they want to vote. And it's unfair and it's also untrue to talk as if the Dalits are being tortured or mistreated only in the last 4 years. They have been mistreated for generations and for millennia. To blame the BJP for it is, I think, it's politics.
Okay.
And I quite understand them doing it.
I'm going to get into the part. Before I get into the part, away from
just
the politics.
Let me say one thing. The thing is that, yes, Dalits have been oppressed for millennia and they have their own genuine demands which they're making. But to play politics and say that the Dalits are being only beaten up by people who support the BJP is also untrue. I doubt if there's much proof of it.
Because
there are lots of clashes that take place, right? I agree. Between OBCs and Dalits, as you put it quite rightly, you can't really look at them as one block. Now, it is also a fact that of late, it seems to be that there are certain people in parties who feel a little insecure about the 2019 elections. In this case, I think the BJP has been damned whether we do it or we don't do it.
The fact that the BJP brought this in may be seen by some as saying that those in the BJP also who are nervous about 2019, which is why you have to put this bill through right now.
One can always say it, but that doesn't make it the truth.
Let's not play politics with it.
No,
I'm going to
not
get everyone a chance to play politics with it for just 2 minutes. Congress and BSP, they are saying that the Dalits have always, and to some extent there is factual evidence for that, have been mistreated in Congress regimes, in BSP regimes, in the past, pre-independence. Why are you blaming the BJP?
I'm having the NCRB data. Just I'm sharing that data. In last 4 years, the crime against SCST increased by 45%. This is not my data. So that is contradictory to what madam is saying. that why it got increased by 45%, there was not an increase of this amount in the past 60 years. So this is the first point. Second point, a small point. The same NCRB data, the number of atrocities are increasing, but conviction rate is falling. When you will see everything with the optic of politics and rule, the governance is going to take back seat. Why it is happening? Because your own minister says, the BJP own minister says, that we are here to replace constitution by Manusmriti. So there is a contradiction, and when this contradiction moves to the last level, the same thing is happening with the lynching. Because what examples you are setting at the top and what examples your cadre is going to do, they are going to see you. Everything, okay. They are the going minister, to replicate you.
The Minister for Social Justice joining us, and I want to go to him to get...
That's typical Congress exaggeration. If I had given
any wrong data, please let me know.
Okay, I'm going to get Surinder Bhadauria.
If I had anything wrong, please let me know. This is NCRB. Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat are the first three states against the Dalit atrocities. Not my own data. This is also NCRB data. Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Rajasthan. So why it is happening only in BJP-ruled states?
Fine, let us say this and I'm going to get to the...
One of the things also is, and this I've seen even in my job as chairperson of the NCW, that reporting of a lot of atrocities has increased, whether it's rape, whether it's atrocities against Dalits, etc. As a rule, Indians have become more aware of their rights. They want to express it, and which is fair enough. We are a democracy. They have the right to do it.
Let me finish.
I didn't interrupt. Let me finish. There are loopholes. There are lacunae. Nobody is saying it isn't there. But to, you know, just dump everything on the BJP is politics.
Okay. Vikram, why thieves, Dakethi's cases are not increasing at 45%? Why Dalit atrocities are increasing at 45%?
How do you know
the same thing will be applicable there?
Surinder Bhadauria, Lalitha Kumaramangalam says, why are you blaming all of this on the BJP? Atrocities against Dalits have existed through millennia. And it's possible that a lot more of them are being reported right now, because they're feeling empowered to come out and actually file those complaints.
You see, when BJP came to power this time in 2014, I remember the RSS leaders, they gave a statement that the glory of the old 1200-year-old Raj, where Hindu, that kind of Hindu idea, which meant that there will be a hegemony of that idea, which is Shudra, Pashu, Dhor or Nari, ye sab hai tadan ke adhikari, means they shall be whipped, flogged, and that shall be done, and nobody can stop it. This is the idea on which their whole philosophy lives, and that is what they want to take forward. And this 2014 has been a big shift in the functioning of the Indian state, and that is what we are seeing today in practice.
Okay.
And that is the reason why today we see so much of atrocities on Dalits.
Mr. Bhadauria,
your people who are in the debate are making this point.
Okay. Mr. Bhadauria, let me just throw that question to Milind Kamble, who I don't think entirely agrees with you that things got worse for Dalits since the Modi government came. Yes or no?
No. Because I am a professional, I worked with a previous government led by Dr. Manmohan Singh ji, and now I am working with a Modi ji led government. So I worked with both governments, because we are professional, we are an industry body, but as of now, it is the best time for SC/ST youth to go for startups, because we have suggested so many schemes to promote entrepreneurship among scheduled caste and scheduled tribe to Modi government, and wo unhone kiya hai. Stand Up India is the one scheme which I can tell. National SC/ST Hub, which is a complete mentoring, hand-holding support to SC/ST youth. Mudra Yojana, 4% procurement policy for SC/ST youth, which is made mandatory. And so many schemes, what we suggested, wo sarkar ne kiya hai. So this government is a better than UPA.
Okay.
Sawal hai Milind ji se, ki aap jo keh rahe hain ki entrepreneurship, rozgar ke srijan mein, khas karke bahujanon ke liye, sarkar ne pehle se behtar kiya hai. Aap ye bataiye, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, इन राज्यों को आप देख लीजिए, और हमारे केंद्रीय मंत्री ने भी 4 दिन पहले 5 दिन पहले बोला कि आरक्षण लेके क्या करोगे जब रोजगारी नहीं है.
But that's a problem across the entire country. It's not just limited to.
जी बात सवाल ये है कि अगर सरकार ने किया है तो दिखाई क्यों नहीं दे रहा कहीं जमीन पे? क्या वजह है कि आज भी उत्तर प्रदेश के अंदर बेरोजगारों की संख्या इस हद तक पहुंच गई है कि सरकार के पास जब वो जाते हैं शिक्षा मित्र तो उनको लाठी मार के भगाया जाता है.
Okay, Milind Kamble, you want to just respond to that? The unemployment issue is certainly a broader question than just for affecting Dalits.
Unemployment question is a very important question.
Very small data.
Let me just get him in, and then Kancha, then I'll come back to you. Yeah.
Jobless growth, it is a worldwide phenomenon, and which is a very much concern of the each and every government. Let me tell you, if anybody can come into the power, nobody will give employment to everybody. तो सरकार का काम ही ये होता है कि आप employment नहीं दे सकते हो तो government can create a opportunity through mudra. I will tell you a very simple mudra. There are 12 crore beneficiaries of mudra. Okay, and out of that 5% are scheduled tribe, 18% are scheduled caste. लगभग 3.25 करोड़ लोग इस देश में मुद्रा के बेनिफिशियरी है. 6 लाख करोड़ का लेंडिंग हुआ है मुद्रा के माध्यम से, और लगभग 1 लाख से ज्यादा करोड़ का लेंडिंग टू एससी एसटी मुद्रा बेनिफिशियरी हुआ है.
ओके,
एक्चुअल ग्राउंड में आप अगर डेटा चाहिए.
ओके, वी विल डिस्कस द डेटा, यू नो. ओके, and we can, should actually have these debates at least separately, because yes, some of these are economic issues. Kancha Raya, is there escalating violence and atrocities on Dalits in the last few years? Or, as Lalita Kumara Mangalam said, there is nothing new in this. Dalits have been mistreated. They're being mistreated now. They're mistreated later. Yes, we need to do something about it, but there's no point in just blaming the BJP government.
It is true that atrocities have been there earlier. Atrocities are here now. And the number reported must have gone up because of various, you know, knowledge levels and so on. That is one fact. But one critical area that we need to look at is that Congress as a ruling party for several years could escape under the prism of secularism that we cannot solve the question of untouchability in the religious domain. But the Dalit intellectuals, Dalit activists at the ground level know that BJP and RSS are Hindu organizational structures. Now the inequality, the untouchability is not a social domain issue, is not a political domain issue, it is a religious domain issue. As of now, even RSS has not made a categorical statement. We will see that Dalits become equal in Hindu temples as priests. That is the problem. Congress could say that no, it is not in our hands, we are secular. But how can a party, an organization say that we are all Hindus, we belong to the same religion and same this thing, and does not think about equality of spiritual rights? I think BJP has more responsibility in resolving this problem. That is what we are all looking at.
Okay, Lalita, before I get the minister in, would you agree with him that the BJP perhaps can, and maybe the RSS also, can play a role in pushing through some of this reform within the Hindu community in a manner that some of the other political parties can't do?
Certainly the BJP can. The bill being amended and passed is, I think, one of the examples of that. Now, what we also need to understand with regard to the religion, the Hindu religion itself and the caste system, and I, for one, don't believe in the caste system at all, but that's my personal opinion. The thing is that there are temples, especially in South India, where you do have Dalit priests. But it's not just about having priests. It's also about giving equal rights, whether they are civil or constitutional, to backward communities, including the Dalits. By backward, I don't mean OBC versus Dalit. I mean communities that have been left behind traditionally in the country. Why the BJP consciously took the decision to see that this was made into a bill and pushed through? You're right, all parties agreed on it, but then no party could actually even afford to go against it. That's also equally true. But we did take the initiative, and it is done in less than what? It's about the next session itself. It was done as soon as we could, because there was an argument.
Let me then turn to the Minister for Social Justice, Nanda Sathavale, now joining us. Sathavale, बहुत धन्यवाद आप हमारे साथ यहाँ बिग फाइट में हैं. आपसे पूछना चाह रहा था, क्या आपको लगता है कि दलित समुदाय में आक्रोश है और क्या वो उसे भाजपा पर असर पड़ सकता है?
हाँ, तो दलितों के बारे में सरकार बहुत बड़ी सीरियस है. आप लोगों ने देखा है कि सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने एट्रोसिटी एक्ट के साथ छेड़छाड़ की थी, और एट्रोसिटी एक्ट का जो महत्व था वो महत्व कम करने की कोशिश सुप्रीम कोर्ट के द्वारा हुई थी. सरकार के तरफ से फौरन सुप्रीम कोर्ट में रिव्यू पिटीशन डाल दिया था. अभी उसके बाद लोकसभा में, राज्यसभा में एट्रोसिटी एक्ट को पूरा संरक्षण देने का कानून पास हो चुका है, और इसीलिए अभी एट्रोसिटी के लिए कोई प्रॉब्लम ही नहीं है. बाकी दलितों के बारे में, बाबा साहब अंबेडकर जी के बारे में नरेंद्र मोदी जी बहुत अच्छा सोचते हैं.
अच्छा रांधा जी, जो आप कह रहे हैं कि सरकार दलितों के बारे में सोच रही है, क्या इसका एक भी ये भी कारण हो सकता है कि बात चल रही है कि कांग्रेस और बहुजन समाज पार्टी के बीच में किसी न किसी तरह का नेशन वाइड अलायंस हो सकता है और उसका काफी असर शायद भाजपा पर पड़ेगा अगले चुनाव में?
बीएसपी और कांग्रेस अगर एक साथ आ भी जाते हैं तो आपने देखा है कि मायावती के साथ उत्तर प्रदेश का सारा दलित का वोट नहीं है. जिस तरह लोकसभा में आपने देखा था कि 70 सीटों में से 73 सीटें जीतकर बीजेपी ने मतलब हैट्रिक की थी, और मायावती की बीएसपी की एक भी सीट लोकसभा में चुनकर आई नहीं थी. उसके बाद जो विधानसभा चुनाव हुए थे उसमें 403 सीटों में 325 सीटें बीजेपी ने जीत ली थी, और इसका मतलब यह है कि कम से कम 12-13-14% दलितों का वोट बीजेपी को भी मिला था. मायावती की कुल 19 सीटें वहां चुनकर आई थी. तो इसलिए मुझे लगता है कि भाई पूरा दलित वोट जो है ये मायावती की तरफ जाएगा या कांग्रेस की तरफ जाएगा, इसमें कोई अर्थ नहीं है. क्योंकि मैं मतलब बीजेपी के साथ हूँ, रामविलास पासवान बीजेपी के साथ है, उदित राज जी बीजेपी के साथ है, और हम भी दलितों में काम करते हैं, हमारा भी जनाधार है. तो इसलिए मुझे लगता है कि भारतीय जनता पार्टी को बहुत सारा वोट मिलेगा. अभी जो एट्रोसिटी एक्ट के संबंध में थोड़ा गलत फहमियां थी, अभी सरकार का कोई उसमें रोल नहीं था. सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने मतलब एट्रोसिटी के बारे में डायरेक्शन दे दिया था, लेकिन सरकार ने अपनी जिम्मेदारी निभा ली है और एट्रोसिटी एक्ट को पूरा संरक्षण देने का कानून बनाया है. इसलिए दलित समाज में वातावरण अच्छा है, और 2019 में दलितों का अच्छा वोट मतलब नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व का और बीजेपी और इंडिया को मिलेगा.
अथावले
के लगता है कि अगर हम बीजेपी के साथ है, इंडिया के साथ है,
अथावले
दलितों का अच्छा खासा वोट बीजेपी को नरेंद्र मोदी जी को मिलेगा.
अथावले जी, मैं आपसे ये भी पूछना चाहूंगा, आप कह रहे हैं कि दलितों का सपोर्ट भाजपा को मिलेगा, पर ये जो आप लिंचिंग्स की केस दे रहे हैं, इतने सारे बार ऊना की बात करें, अलग जगहों की बात करें, लिंचिंग्स हुए हैं, दलितों पर हमले हुए हैं, उससे दलित समुदाय में काफी आक्रोश है. आप कैसे कह सकते हैं कि उसका कोई भी असर नहीं पड़ेगा?
हाँ, तो मतलब जो एट्रोसिटी एक्ट को लेकर जो 2 अप्रैल को आंदोलन हुआ था, उसमें जो अचानक कुछ लोगों ने बंद अनाउंस करने से, मतलब मुझे लगता है कि बंद अनाउंस करने के बजाय आंदोलन अनाउंस करने की आवश्यकता थी, लेकिन बंद अनाउंस करने से कुछ लोगों ने विरोध किया, और मतलब अचानक लोग रस्ते पे आ गए और कुछ लोगों ने ही मतलब दलित समाज पर अटैक किया. लेकिन जो आपने दूसरा विषय जो है, दलितों पर अत्याचार आज भी हो रहे हैं. हम एक्सेप्ट करते हैं कि हमारी सरकार आने के बावजूद भी, बीजेपी एनडीए की सरकार आने के बाद भी दलित समाज पर अत्याचार हो ही रहे हैं. लेकिन मेरा जो कहना ये है कि भाई समाज में जाति व्यवस्था इसलिए अत्याचार होते हैं, कांग्रेस के कार्यकाल में भी अत्याचार हुए हैं. हर साल मतलब कम से कम 45,000-47,000 केसेस पुलिस थाने में रजिस्टर होती है पूरे देश भर में. लेकिन ये इशू पॉलिटिकलाइज नहीं करना चाहिए, दलित पर अत्याचार नहीं होना चाहिए. जो लोग अत्याचार करते हैं उनके ऊपर कड़ी कार्रवाई करनी चाहिए, और सरकार ने कड़ी कार्रवाई की है. मैं एक्सेप्ट करता हूँ कि भाई हमारे सरकार के कार्यकाल में दलित पर अत्याचार नहीं होना चाहिए, उसके लिए सरकार बहुत बड़ी सीरियस है, और राज्य सरकारों ने दलितों की सुरक्षा करने की जिम्मेदारी लेनी चाहिए, दलित पर अत्याचार ना उसके लिए कोशिश करनी चाहिए. लेकिन मैं इस मत से सहमत नहीं हूँ कि भाई बीजेपी की सरकार आ गई इसलिए अत्याचार हो रहे हैं. कांग्रेस के कार्यकाल में भी अत्याचार हुए हैं, किसी भी सरकार हो तब अत्याचार होते हैं और जातिवाद के कारण अत्याचार होते हैं, इसलिए जातिवाद को खत्म करने के लिए हम सब लोगों ने मिलकर अच्छा, एक आखिरी चाहिए ऐसा मुझे लगता है।
एक आखिरी सवाल, रामविलास पासवान जी भाजपा सरकार के साथ हैं, आप रिपब्लिकन पार्टी भाजपा के साथ हैं, क्या आपकी तरफ से दबाव आ रहा है सरकार पे कि आपको इसके बारे में कुछ सोचना चाहिए?
हाँ, सरकार पर मतलब हमारा दबाव ही है, दलितों की सुरक्षा होनी चाहिए, दलित पर अत्याचार नहीं होना चाहिए, और मतलब अभी एक बिल हमारा बाकी है प्रमोशन में रिजर्वेशन देने का, अभी कोर्ट में जजेस के सामने उसका फाइनल जजमेंट आने वाला है, लेकिन हमारा कहना यह है कि रिजर्वेशन जो प्रमोशन में रिजर्वेशन जो है इसका एक बिल अगले सेशन में लाने की आवश्यकता है, और रिजर्वेशन को 9th शेड्यूल में डालना चाहिए, अगर रिजर्वेशन 9th शेड्यूल में आ जाएगा तो ऑटोमेटिकली मतलब कोई भी कोर्ट में जाएगा तो उसको प्रॉब्लम आएगा नहीं, हम उनको प्रमोशन में रिजर्वेशन देना, प्रमोशन को 9th शेड्यूल में डालना, यूनिवर्सिटी ने जो यूजीसी ने जो मतलब पूरे यूनिवर्सिटी में रिजर्वेशन नहीं लागू करते हुए डिपार्टमेंट वाइज करने के संबंध में जो निर्णय लिया था उस पर भी हम पीएम से बात करने वाले हैं, तो जो भी दलितों की सुरक्षा के बारे में और 2019 में एक ऐसा दलित समाज जो है ये ना बीएसपी के साथ रहे ना कांग्रेस के साथ रहे, इसीलिए हमारी कोशिश जारी है और नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में 2019 में दलितों के वोटिंग मदद से जरूर मतलब नरेंद्र मोदी जी की सरकार आएगी ऐसा मुझे पूरा विश्वास है। जय भीम जय भारत।
राधा सतावले जी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आप हमारे साथ थे। सो ही सेज दैट अदर groups within the NDA government right now are seem to be pressurizing the Prime Minister and the government to push in other areas also to end the anger.
To bring it to the 9th schedule. Yes, they are. And it's their job just as much as it's our job to listen to them. So that's how a democracy works.
Because the BJP, and, the Republican Party and Ram Vilas Paswan are potentially two critical allies that you have got.
Yes, of course they are.
Which of these changes do you think is going to come through before 2019? Reservations? You think there's going to be changes in that? Reservations and promotions also?
Atrocities का जो पूरा मसला है और जिस तरह से हम उसे देख रहे हैं, हम ये मानते हैं कि कांग्रेस सरकार हो या भाजपा सरकार हो या कोई भी सरकार हो, ये डिबेट को डाइल्यूट करने वाला मसला है। असली सवाल ये है कि बीजेपी सरकार हो या कांग्रेस सरकार हो, इन्होंने कभी भी संवेदनशीलता के साथ इस मुद्दे को देखा ही नहीं है। दूसरी बात, अठावले जी कह रहे हैं कि सरकार बड़ी चिंतित है, पिछले 15 महीने से चंद्रशेखर रावण जेल में बंद है और सरकार जिस तरह से NSA बढ़ा रही है ये तब है कि जब इलाहाबाद हाईकोर्ट उसे बेल दे चुका है और उन्हीं ग्राउंड्स पे NSA बढ़ा रही है। रामदास अठावले जी समेत भाजपा को समर्थन देने वाले तमाम दलित सांसदों से हमारा ये सवाल है कि पार्लियामेंट में सवाल उन्होंने क्यों नहीं उठाया। दूसरा, 2 अप्रैल को जब इस देश की जनता सड़कों पर थी ये लोग कहां थे? तीसरा, भीमा कोरे गांव में जो लोग मारे गए या जो अत्याचार हुआ उस वक्त रामदास अठावले जी कहां थे?
ओके, देन आई वांट टू आस्क यू, आर वी गोइंग टू सी यू थिंक अदर बिल्स कमिंग?
वी हैड कैटेगोरिकली डिमांडेड दैट दिस एक्ट शुड आल्सो बी इंक्लूडेड इन शेड्यूल 9 सो दैट कोर्ट्स कांट चेंज दैट, बट गवर्नमेंट इज नॉट टेकिंग केयर ऑफ दैट, इट्स ऑन रिकॉर्ड फर्स्ट थिंग। सेकेंड थिंग, ऑनरेबल मिनिस्टर हैड ब्लेम्ड द सुप्रीम कोर्ट, विक्रम, that Supreme Court had made this judgment. Are how you pleaded, I'm just, what is the argument that 75% of accused are acquitted? Why Honorable Minister is not saying anything about that? Then he talked about the Dalit expenditure and how he is going to take care of Dalits in the country. I'm just giving some data. Vikram, it's very, very important and relevant for the debate.
Okay.
The special component plan For scheduled caste, that was 16.6%. Now, under the current regime, it got reduced by 9%.
I'm pausing you on data
because
look, everyone can come out with data.
Why, Vikram? Why? Because...
Okay. I'm not the Prime Minister, so why are you asking me this question?
I'm giving the reason.
Sudhinder Bhadauria,
whatever is in your mind and whatever is in your heart, they are not the same thing.
Yeah.
What you are thinking and what you are doing are not same.
Okay, fine, I hear you.
One more thing. Day before yesterday, in the Parliament Street, some of upper caste ने संविधान को जलाया। इस सरकार ने संविधान को जलाने वाले लोगों पे अभी तक कार्रवाई क्यों नहीं की?
Let me get everyone in on that.
आपने ये प्रश्न पूछा था श्री राजीव गांधी जी से जब मंडल का एजिटेशन चल रहा था और उन्होंने पार्लियामेंट में ये बोला कि मैं उसको अपोज करता हूँ। पूछा था आपने?
देखिए
नहीं,
आप 1964 और 1872 में महाराणा प्रताप ने क्या किया उसको आज की डिबेट में नहीं ला सकते। 1822 में राणा सांगा ने कैसे लड़ाई लड़ी? अरे भाई अभी अभी क्योंकि अभी हमारी समस्या उससे नहीं हल होती है। 45% दलित पे एट्रोसिटी बढ़ी है तो आप उसका क्यों नहीं जवाब देते?
ललिता जी एक और सवाल है, साफ
कहा
अरे वो इंपॉर्टेंट नहीं
है। How is it not important? You ruled this country for 63 years.
You are asking him what he said to Rajiv Gandhi. I have no idea how old were you when Rajiv Gandhi said
this. But he should find out.
He may be 7 years old for all you know. A 7-year-old going around saying Rajiv Gandhi, you've done something wrong.
But he should.
People have asked me why didn't you do more to oppose the emergency? I mean, I was 8 years old. I did try though. I campaigned for the Janata Party. Okay, fine. Now let me move on. Mr. Bhadauria, some interesting points coming out from what Randhata Thavale said. Do you think these are issues that they could raise and therefore becomes a very big political hot potato in the next few months?
You see, we have seen the face of BJP even before 2014 when Behan Mayawati ji was pushing this promotion bill reservations in the Rajya Sabha. It was the BJP leaders in the Rajya Sabha, and I can name those leaders if you want. They spoke in the parliament against this policy. They are on record in the parliament and they are available in the Rajya Sabha. It was Behan Mayawati ji who raised this vociferously and this bill was passed at that time. And let me also say this, that Mr. Ramdas Athawale talks of a great strength of these people. Bahujan Samaj Party, when it contested on its own strength, had the third largest vote share in 2014. After the BJP, the Congress, it was the BSP. No other regional party was there or other national party was there close to us. Samajwadi Party and us together were more votes. Let me please complete. Samajwadi Party and us together were more votes than the BJP at that time. Okay. And let me say, this time around,
we are going into history.
In Phulpur, we have shown in Gorakhpur, we have shown in Kerala, we have shown in Noorpur.
Are you tying up with the Congress nationwide or not? Let me quickly get a headline out of this.
And he's moving away from Banaras.
Mr. Bhadauria.
They will completely rout him.
Looks like it.
Mr. Bhadauria, let me quickly get a headline out of this. Are you tying up with the Congress nationwide? Yes or no?
Now he can't hear you, Vikram.
Well, the opposition is coming together. We will see that the votes of the these are against secularism. Those people who believe in the constitution, democracy and secularism, that vote will be consolidated. It will be consolidated and they will be routed.
Okay, I want to interpret that as a yes. Now, you may not agree with me, but I want to interpret that as a yes. All right, let me just move on. Would you agree, Mr. Miranjee, with some of the proposals that were being referred to possibly by Ramdas Athawale? Are these potentially contentious issues that others in industry, for example, would object to?
These are the all legitimate issues of scheduled caste and scheduled tribe. From so many years, it is discussed in the parliament, but nothing has happened, which is a challenge in court. But since the time, I think government have decided to bring a legislation on it and put into the Schedule 9, the whole Schedule Caste and Schedule Tribe community welcomes of this initiative. As earlier I told, the Atrocity Act, it is also has become a law and a letter of spirit. And intent is restored by Parliament to the Atrocity Act. See, the digital intervention in the country, which is increased, and the people are just recording on the mobile, everybody is recording and reporting to the police station and here and there. So I think you're saying
that is part of what's happening. A lot more of it is being reported. That is something that we did here. I think that's a valid point. Let me just turn to the audience. Kanchalaya, I'm going to get you, come to you for a final comment on this program, but let me just get some of the audience in. Atrocities that we are seeing and some of the new possibilities like reservations and promotion, what do you all think of it? Yeah.
So, sir raised a really legitimate question about the BJP not working on a lot of issues like the burning that just happened in Parliament Street. I agree that probably Congress itself has committed a lot of wrongs in the past, but BJP itself promises to be a party with change, right? And why does BJP always revert to whataboutism, what about this, what about that, when it comes to questions that are thrown at you? So I really want you to seriously address this question.
I think that's a really, really good question, and I would love to get the answer to that, not just on these issues, but other issues. Yes. Reference to history. Yeah, okay, fine. Why don't you say what you have to, then I'll pass it down.
Yeah, ma'am, I wanted to ask a question to you. Increase in atrocities against the Dalits has been a 45% increase. So you pointed out that this was not the increase in the atrocities, rather the increase in the reportage of atrocities. Or in the correct terms, the reportage of atrocities burgeoned. So are you trying to beat the bush? Are you trying to prevaricate instead of accepting your impotency in controlling the crime?
Got your question. Let me just try and get a couple of more. And the lady here, and then the gentleman back there, and then the lady there, and then we have, oh my God, there are too many hands now.
One of the things that both sides agree to is like removing this act from judicial review. But I feel there might come a time when we would have to look at this problem, this act, from a non-politicized view. And I think judiciary is a body which remains neutral to a great extent.
Not she's raised a very valid question. Okay. She says that should you ever have, as a general principle, is it correct to keep saying that the judiciary should never look at A, B, C, D, E, F? Because A, B, C, D, E, F could get politicized and the judiciary is supposed to be above that.
That's true. That's true.
And tomorrow you could have a really strong government Vikram, which says fundamental
we were saying
rights
again and again.
In Schedule 9.
In the Parliament also, while discussion, we said that this act should be part of Schedule 9.
I'd like to ask, in a country where even the UN or the census body cannot determine the population, it is estimated that we are 1.2 billion. But so how can I trust the data that the panelists are providing? This is A. And the
why
B
do you think
part
I
is
kept on trying to stop discussing data.
And the B part of the question is that don't you think it's more about the implementation and the role of the bureaucracy rather than the politicization of the issues, because regimes come and go, but rather it's the bureaucracy that is stable and which must implement. So what about the implementation part?
So I
okay. Had okay. Final quick comments from everybody, just 10 seconds. Last comment.
See, just
from you.
A data point. We had quoted all NCRB data, and that is from the government side. So nothing from our side. Final point is very clear, Vikram. Final point is very clear that the way they are trying to politicize the entire issue
and the way
just
you are politicizing it just now.
Please be not intolerant. Please listen.
You also
not please, please listen.
Quo.
Okay, then you speak.
Okay. Fine, thank you very much. I'll speak.
But let me get your views and I'll come to Lalita.
बहुत सीधी सी बात है कि ये जो atrocities का issue है ये related है empowerment के process से. अगर किसी governance ने वो empowerment के process को ठीक से करा ही नहीं है तो ये एट्रोसिटीज रहेंगी. ये सवाल है कि समाज के भीतर ये विश्वास कैसे पैदा हो कि दूसरा आदमी कमजोर नहीं है या उसके साथ बदतमीजी नहीं की जा सकती. सवाल ये है कि इसको हम कैसे स्थापित करें. ये स्थापित करने का काम ना कांग्रेस ने किया कभी, ना भाजपा ने किया, क्योंकि दोनों की मानसिकता में कहीं ना कहीं जाति का जहर भरा पड़ा.
Okay, fair enough. Milin, last very quick word from you.
You're not allowing me to talk.
No, you're going to get the last comment. You're representing the government, so you get the last word.
यह जो इशू है वह जाति व्यवस्था से जुड़ा है. कोई भी सरकारों के साथ इसको जोड़ना नहीं चाहिए. समाज में जो सुशिक्षित लोग हैं उन्होंने आगे आके इस जाति व्यवस्था के विषय पर काम करना चाहिए और कानून जो है उसको सख्त से सख्त बनाना चाहिए. जो अभी पार्लियामेंट में जो कानून बना है वो सख्त कानून है, ऐसे मुझे लगता है.
कांचालाय, लेट मी गेट अ फाइनल वर्ड फ्रॉम यू.
यू रेज द क्वेश्चन ऑफ दलित एंगर. दिस दलित एंगर आल्सो कैन एमिनेट फ्रॉम अदर सोर्स. आफ्टर बीजेपी केम 30% ऑफ प्राइवेटाइजेशन हैपेंड. ऑल graduations have gone into private universities. Now the lowest castes are going to feel the pinch of it. I think this should not be allowed. You can't say that on the one side we signed by you, On the other side, remove everything that is possible for upward mobility. This is going to have one more session of, you know, feel anger for whole thing.
All right, Lalitha, final thoughts from you.
Yeah, I agree with what was said by most of you that the bureaucracy and politics affects every aspect of everybody's life. But you must also understand that, as pointed out today, empowerment is a process. It doesn't take place in 2 years or 4 years or 5 years. Dalits have been, for want of a better word, tortured, agitated against, downtrodden for millennia. Fact is that we have taken cognizance today of what Dalit demands are, and we are looking at them extremely seriously. Not merely because they're a vote bank, but also because we have traditionally, most of us have said that the backward classes need empowerment. Now, this includes women. Okay. And as I have seen, I mean, women are still downtrodden. We're still asking, we're still fighting. Regardless of where, which party we belong to, we often come together to fight. And that is what I think needs to be done in this case. So to lump everything on the BJP's head is wrong.
But can I just take off from what...
We are trying and we're trying very hard.
Can I just take off from what that lady said to you? At the end of the day, as she said, you have a central government which has been voted in. The BJP right now is one of the most powerful political forces that India has ever seen. You're ruling 20 states or whatever it is. How long can you go on saying that, yes, if atrocities are happening, the Congress did the same thing, somebody else did the same thing, what happened at that time? It may well have been worse in the Congress's time, but that's
no,
not
No, I never said
that's
it was
not
worse.
An excuse.
I did not say that. I'm not here to, you
no,
know,
I'm saying
say
whether
do
it was worse or not worse
all.
Is almost irrelevant. If you're in the government in power right now, it's your
yes,
responsibility.
If today we are in government, we are the ones who have to answer the questions. I quite agree right. to that. I'm not saying no to
so
that at all.
That's what we are also saying, that
which
why 2.5
saying,
years,
okay,
SCST Act was not there
okay,
for 2.5 years.
Can I ask, let me just try and ask
if
the question.
If you're serious, just show one gesture. I'm asking this government when you are going to take back the cases of 2nd of April.
Okay.
One gesture we've
okay.
shown
and
is to bring
the bill was an old bill.
All right. Okay.
No,
it was an old bill.
It was dialogue
the same bill you are taking.
Okay,
for 2.5 years, there was no bill.
We will continue
bill.
This
exactly
argument offline right now, but that's it on this episode of The Big Fight. That's it on this episode of The Big Fight. We'll be back next week. Do join us then. Bye.